Blog Talk Radio.
And yes, this is Rob Rourke of Texas. Let's welcome you all to another edition. Well, I've got to say that my little experiment with the 15 minutes time frame has a lot to be desired. So I want to apologize to y'all, and I just want to say we're going to stick with the 30 minutes per episode time frame. And remember, this is Rob Rourke of Texas. We're a little political talk, call-in talk show. We like to talk a little politics, but most of all, we like to hear what you have to say, simply because that's what matters to us. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to have a little special topic today. Well, I think we all have heard the Donald. So I'm going to give one Democrat's response to the state of the Donald and the GOP. If I may say, Donald, you're a good businessman, very rich, very powerful, and I admire that, and I say props to you on that. In leading a company and leading a government, what you're leaving out is one big thing. There is a difference. You can be aggressive in both, but yet you need to know when to be diplomatic for one, if not both, actually. We could easily be on the same page as far as an agreement on policies like immigration. But when you spit out your venom, it really does not, 25% and you're considered, not really considered a front runner in some instances. A friend of mine who's a bit of an expert says that if it's 35%, then you're considered a front runner. Well, I may not be an expert in politics, but my family has a background. My couple of distant uncles were county commissioners. And from what I hear and what I've seen on books that have talked about my lineage, our family lineage, the way my father put it is an interesting story, but the point is I remember my family, Daniel M. Rourke in Massachusetts was the Speaker of the House of Commons in the lower branch of the legislature in New England, in Massachusetts. But the point is, sir, I have an understanding about politics. And I can say honestly, from what I've seen of this country, what I've heard through different media sources, I think we can all agree is what we need is leadership. And your venom is not leadership. Sir, I've seen jokes posted on Facebook about you that basically are a joke about you. Yeah, while I know a lot of politicians get jokes said about them, well, this is also, in my opinion, insulting the process of how we run our government. The idea in leadership and in politics in general is to debate the ideas, see what would be the best fit for a country like America, a country defined on one word, freedom. Now, while you and I may conceptually agree on immigration and we need to do something about it, you sound a lot like Washington and they're willing to slap down an idea simply because it's not theirs. And if that's going to be your presidency, sir, that's going to be a tarnish, not to your ego, not just to your ego, but to the history of this country. That's just my opinion. And to hear things like Charlie Sheen wanting to be your vice president. Yeah, I saw a blurb on Facebook. I just want to say, what? I do have to question, how are you going to deal with, you know, being the leader of the free world? How are you going to deal with people, dictators? Let's look back a little bit in history. Let's say you're back in 63 or 62 when the Cuban Missile Crisis happens. How would you deal with Khrushchev? How would you deal with him? How would you deal with Vladimir Putin if that was to happen again? But let's say Venezuela. How would you react to that? Would you automatically just go and invade? What Kennedy did, and I've said this before, this is my own philosophy. I've always believed that we can learn a lesson or two from history as we ponder the thoughts of tomorrow. So let's ponder that thought. What if Putin put missiles in Venezuela as a means of challenging your authority as president? I want to see if you had the cojones to react. I look back at what Kennedy did. But I'd have to make alterations, of course. A blockade of the coast? Yeah. Diplomatic insertions at the UN. Sorry for that word, but the idea is to get something done. The idea is to make this world peaceful, more peaceful than it is. And to show the metal of your, show your armor as being strong. There's, it takes diplomacy and tact and willingness to, if you're going to consider something like a nuclear option, consider it as a last resort. Another question to ask is, how are you going to deal with the Iranian nuclear deal? How are you going to correct that? Sir, the idea of running this country, and I remember seeing the Michael Douglas movie, The American President. It's all about character. And what I've seen over the past couple of days by social media and the news media is, yes, you have character. Very negative character. And again, it goes back to your unwillingness to go beyond your rhetoric. I mean, let's put it this way. To kick somebody out simply because they challenge you on your ideas of immigration. Come on. Just because they're Hispanic, you kick them out because they challenge you. And to also demean women. Does that make a leader? Come on. You need to go out and not be in your face. Yeah, Oh, yeah, and I forgot about this one. The idea of someone checking your hair to see if it's yours or not, or if it's a toupee. You're a candidate for the presidency, the greatest office in this country, the greatest job in this country, a chance to be the leader of the free world. And you are making a mockery of it, sir. You should be willing to put your ideas and debate them. Debate them, but not stuff them down somebody's throat. Get in that person's face. I would back away. I'd walk away from you. I wouldn't give you the time of day from that point on. And I think that's what's going to happen. And frankly, I hope it does. I'm a Democrat. I've come back to the Democratic Party. Because that's where I feel I belong. I feel like I've come home. But you, on the other hand, can easily say, a person who is conservative or even moderately conservative could easily say, you're an insult to conservatism. Remember when you were backing Mitt Romney? Oh, most you could talk about was the president's birth certificate. That got tiresome. But that does not prove leadership. That does not prove one's ability to govern. And that is not one's ability to talk about ideas and have a concept for a better America. So, yeah, let's talk about immigration. Let's talk about a plank that I'm going to present and make my argument to the people of the 22nd District here in Texas. I believe what we can do is change the law. We need to change the law to where we develop a sense of security on the border. I call for legislation. I will call for legislation to create task force of police, local, state, and federal police, and the border and border guards to act as intelligence task force in each state, be in communication with each state as far as illegal crossings of what could be defined as contraband. And I also add this, as to the idea of helping out small businessmen. Yes, there are foreign nationals that are here. Foreign nationals that live here. I would hope, is my hope and my belief, that while the Hispanic culture is part of the culture that is America, they would want to become American citizens. So I propose this, and I will introduce this as part of my overall immigration legislation, to give small businesses a tax break to be determined. For as a small percentage for every employee, foreign national employee they have, they get a tax break for those and those families that can be signed up for free naturalization classes. Like, here we are, Clear Lake, Texas, Houston, Texas, I'm sorry, and at the Freeman Library, which is maybe a couple blocks away from where I live, they offer free naturalization classes. So, if you, for those who, small businesses, the idea is to, okay, we're not going to worry about, you know, you're they're hired, they're employees. So, let's give them reason to come through the front door, not go through the back door. You know, it says on the Statue of Liberty, Donald, give us your tired, your poor, your huddled masses. Well, we hope that one day we can find a plan that says, come, but come through, here's the front door. Not stay out. We don't want you. Yes, you're right. There are illegal aliens that come over that are criminals, and they need to be sent back. I say sent back at the price of the Mexican government. But I'm not in government as of yet. That's just a thought for debate. Matter of fact, here's one other thing. Let's, you know, while we're here, and of course, I'm sorry, I forgot this. Our number is 718-664-9825. Again, that's 718-664-9825. I've also set up a chat for the next 13 minutes or so. And so if you have an opinion, just shoot me, let me check on chat, and then we'll work from there. Or shoot me an email at rob@robbrork.us. Or if you want to call, that's 718-664-9825. I was talking to a friend, and he proposed an idea that I think has some merit, but merit enough to be debated and researched even more. And when I say research, I mean I want to hear what the people have to say and see what, you know, what they think. So here's a thought. Here was his thought. Every city that is along, that is right on the border with Mexico, buy up the land that is a 2 mile stretch, maybe 3 miles stretch from the border into the city. And then move that part of the city to the northern side. Okay, and that would create a buffer zone. It'd be easier to patrol for the border guards. It would be easier to observe, period, for illegal contraband crossings. And also think of it this way. For every town, you'd be bringing in business. You'd be bringing in jobs, construction jobs, real estate jobs, moving jobs, as homes are relocated. Maybe homes could be taken off their foundation and moved to a new location. But that's creating jobs. Yeah, I think it does have merit to warrant further discussion, further debate. And Donald, that's where you lack. You don't want to debate anything because it's not your idea. But I'll tell you this, Donald. I work in a local grocery chain. I've listened to everyone, and we've talked. Can you say the same thing? Can you understand their challenges from paying rent to making a run to the local grocery store, budgeting that money for food? I can. And I will be honest with you. I will not turn down an idea simply because it's not mine. I'm going to at least explore the possibility while in Congress. And while I'm in the government, I will explore and advocate for any idea that makes sense. I will not turn it down simply because it's not mine. you know, I may not have the money you do. I am just making ends meet and getting by at a simple hourly wage job. And I once kind of joked a response back to my daughter, who said, "Ask Daddy, how much are you making at the store?" And I said, "Enough to pay, put a down payment on a small roast." That's when I was working for minimum wage 8 years ago. Now, I can finish paying for that roast. The point is, we need to do something to fix America. We don't need someone barking orders and telling people what's wrong with their problems when they sound like the problems we're facing or more of it. This is the time, Donald, for leadership. This is the time for ideas. This is the time to say, let's talk. Let's work together and find common ground on the issues that will correct and will steady the course of this great nation. And frankly, sir, I think your 15 minutes is almost up. I hope it will be soon. And to those who want to call and comment, excuse me. When the weather changes just ever so slightly, we just want to say is here if anyone has any opinions, call at 718-664-9825. Please do call. Mr. Trump, if you want to call, at 718-664-9825. Anyone want to shoot me an email? That's rob@robroark.us. Let's see if anyone's chatting. No one's chatting. Oh, come on. I really would like to try this. So the point is, folks, we have problems in this country, period. We have problems. We need ideas and leaders to fix, to come up with, or we need leaders to come up with ideas that we can fix and steady the course of this country. I may not have all the ideas, but I think I got a few of the pieces to the puzzle. And to be honest with you, I got to say to Mr. Trump, I respect the fact that you were very rich and you were a self-made man. I just don't care for the point at which you go and try to sell it. You're Donald Trump. Everyone's supposed to bow and bend. I'm not. I will not. Because if I wanted to be your friend and associated with you, the fact that you've got money is not the reason why I would be there. It's because I have respect for you and I want to be associated with you. Since I'm not and will never be, think about it. And the rest of everyone out there, again, that number is 718-664-9825. Yeah, I think the better way Blog Talk Radio is set up and our shows are set up, those of us who are not on the premium plan and those of us can't budget, we get a break. Well, we're only at a lot of maximum of 30 minutes. Right now, I've got 5 minutes where I can sit and talk and say, hi there. But hey, I put out some ideas, put out some thoughts, gave my response. And I hope that other people will that have been listening will continue to listen. And anybody wants to call in, all you have to do is call. So, hey, I think of it this way. We need leaders. We need people to lead. I want to be your congressman. I want to go up to Washington and try to make a new difference. But hey, folks, let's be honest. I'm going to ask it this way. I'm going to start asking. With every political campaign, there's a need to raise funds. So I'm going to take this time and ask, help, contribute, whether it be $1, $5, or even $10, contribute. And you can send a contribution to Rob 2016 for Congress, 16201 El Camino Real, Suite 32, Houston, Texas, 77062. Again, that's Rob, R-O-B-B, 2016, for Congress. 16201 El Camino Real, that's E-L-C-A-M-I-N-O-R-E-A-L, Suite 32, Houston, Texas, 77062. And if I remember correctly, contributions are tax deductible. So, we've got a few things we're going to be looking at, we're going to be talking about. But, hey, that'll be for the next set of shows. My only problem is right now, I don't know what my schedule is for next week at the store. So, do check Facebook, Twitter, and if you can, even LinkedIn. I will be posting a schedule for next week. And we'll go the 30 minutes. We'll go the whole 30 minutes and we'll go plan to talk about issues, about politics, political issues, and the race for District 22. So I'm going to cut this a little bit short. Well, looks like it's going to be running on time. We're coming up at just about a minute 50 left. So I'm going to be hearing that voice real soon at the minute 30 mark, going 90 seconds. So just want to say, hey, this has been Rob Rourke. Oops. This is Rob Rourke of Texas. We're going to be leaving you soon. So I just want to say, send a shout out to the little lady in Virginia. There we go. Little lady in Virginia. Shortcake. Papa Rob loves you. Will always will. And I don't want you, please don't forget that. Rock paths are going to cross hopefully real soon. Well, or once again, hopefully real soon. So, folks, I can say it this way, please do come back and enjoy, and let's talk. Let's talk a little politics. So I just want to say, have a nice day. Have a good weekend. Enjoy the day. And have fun. This has been Rob Rourke of Texas saying, I'll check you all later. Bye now. Thank you.